If I may, I suggest you look up. Because high up on its rock, you'll see the faithful and solid guardian of the region's history, the Château de Montbéliard. It dates back to almost 1,000 years ago. Up until the 7th century, the largest metropolis in the region was Mondeur, Epaminondas-Durum, a staging post for Roman legions, and also a major pilgrimage site. It was in around 985 that the name Montbéliard first appeared as Mons Béliardais. On the left of the façade, you can see Frederick Tower, also called the Southern or Red Tower, because it is built in pink sandstone from the Vosges. It was built between 1572 and 1595. It is named after one of the illustrious princes who reigned over these lands at the time of the Renaissance, Frederick I of Württemberg. The tower on the right is Henriette Tower, also called the Septentrion or Humpbacked Tower. It is an artillery tower that was mentioned for the first time in 1455, so after the reign of Countess Henriette. In the olden days, the tower only reached the bosses. Then, in the late 16th century, two stories were added by the German architect Georg Bier. Doesn't it look splendid? When you're standing in the inner courtyard of the castle, you can see a little stone bear on the façade. But that's all I'll say. It's a whole different story, and you'll need to do the history visit to find out about it. All you need to know is that Countess Henriette never really lived within these walls. However, she puts in an appearance every year at Advent in the guise of Tante, or Auntie, Airy, Montbéliard's fairy godmother, the region's equivalent to Father Christmas.